And you're tuned to KDNK. We are so happy to be joining Jill Rubin, hosting her show remotely. This is Let's Talk on KDNK. Jill, do we have you on the line?
You do, Raleigh, and thank you so much. This is still social connecting, isn't it? We are not apart.
It sure is. We're all adapting to the circumstances and finding creative ways to stay connected. I haven't done so many conference calls in my life as I have in the last 72 hours, and including one with some college friends. And I don't think we had all spoken collectively since graduation. So it was also a unique gift given the circumstances.
That's exactly right. This is going to be the new normal of communicating for at least another 3 weeks. And we have to keep it up. We have to keep talking. We have to keep connecting to each other no matter how we do it.
So Jill, tell us a little bit about where you are located presently.
Well, right now, the office I work in and the office that I'm alone in, and I think that's kind of important, is in Aspen. And it's been very interesting. My observation of being up valley here, it reminds me of what the end of April and May looks like. The stores are closed, the streets are quiet, the mountain, there's no one on the mountain. Although I will say people are skinning and they're getting outside and getting some exercise and so forth. But it's almost of that, wait a minute, it's still March, but it looks like May. People's spirits are up. People I see in general are you know, coming together. We're not touching. We're having a little bit of joy out of it, giving a little elbow bump to each other, saying hello and keeping some distance. But it's important that everybody do that. You know, this virus is of the body. It's not of the mind, and it's not of the spirit. And we have to remember that. We must stay strong and, you know, do what we can, and this too shall pass. Mm-hmm. So up here in Aspen, what is happening even locally in the businesses, and it is it's again about this Roaring Fork Valley and how a community comes together during difficult times. Pitkin County has just authorized a $500,000 surplus for some of the businesses to help out employees with rent and so forth that have been let go. I've also seen some postings around of landlords telling people, We'll work with you. We'll all get through this together. And to me, that's another reason that our valley works so well together. And we also have 4-hour free parking, everybody. It's not just 15 minutes anymore. It's 4 hours free on the streets.
Wow.
So come on up. Take a walk outside.
Things are just slowing down, aren't they?
Yes. Things are slowing down, which is not always a bad thing. I mean, I'm sorry that we're not well, but slowing down might bring us to another paradigm and
a new understanding. Mm-hmm. We sure were moving fast there. Collectively.
What's going on at KDNK?
Oh, here at KDNK, we're taking all the necessary precautions to limit the number of users in the building overall, and at one time, just trying to keep our community as safe and healthy as possible. We're wiping down the studios between use. Last night, we had a very special airing of Swing, Swing, Swing with Ancient Art Ackerman. And he was at home with his kitty. And Gavin Dahl was here in the studio spinning the records for him. And it was really a positive show of maintaining the community while, you know, navigating these new challenges.
Well, you know, quarantine needs to be really different than isolation. It doesn't need to be. It is different. Quarantine means that you are quarantining yourself, and isolation means you're alone, and nobody's alone. We have other ways of listening to our music and movies, and like I said, we are very fortunate compared to the cities. You can hear, you can go out, and you can take a walk in the mountains, and you can still get some sunshine on your face, and, you know, just feel that and be smart about it and be mindful. But the radio's on and music is on, and, you know, we need to remember all of that while we're going through this. Fear is not the way we will see the other side of the rainbow. It will be getting it together. We always have. Look at the fire. Look at everything that I've been through since I've been here. We have always come out stronger and learn more from it.
It's always beautiful to see the way that the community rallies. The Lake Christine fire was one clear example, and now we're seeing again these networks prop up a lot through the social media channels. There's a mutual aid page for residents of the Roaring Fork Valley, people offering to bring groceries to the elderly and offering their time, their service to one another. So I think that we've been through tests like this. I mean, maybe not quite like this, but we've been through our challenges, and our community continues to be more and more resistant and adaptive and close, open-hearted, and connected.
And I think that goes along the lines of what we were just talking about, the fear. We must not allow the fear or the anxiety get the best of us. Don't listen to the news all day long. Don't, you know, know that your mind is strong and that your spirit is strong, and that whatever this is, you'll be smart about it. We'll take the necessary steps to get on the other side of it. But there's something to be said about not being isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not. We really are not, and we will come together. And that's another point. We have to be very careful when we're in the grocery stores and we're seeing what's going on. If you're buying extra and extra, if there is something, remember that somebody might have a need. And now we're seeing all the pop-ups of this weekend I'll be volunteering. There'll be all over the valley. There'll be groups. You can find them on social media. There'll be groups all over that will be finding places for us to give the things that we might have, because we have the ability to buy them or get to the grocery store to do whatever we needed to do, that we might be able to share our surplus. And I think that's very, very important.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, obviously physical hygiene is something a lot of people are thinking about, but you mentioned about being cognizant of what media you're consuming and in what excess. So mental hygiene is a whole nother thing. And I think this noticing what we have in surplus and then offering it forward, that's like an emotional hygiene, that we're staying anchored in our values of generosity and of awareness of one another, and finding the ways that we can be the helpers, that we can be helpful to one another.
Well, I think you'll agree, and I think most people do. The human being is of mind, body, and spirit. And if one is broken, the other one must take over. So right now, we have a virus that's going around. We have unknown factors about it, but that's our bodies. So it is imperative that our minds and our spirit grow and stay strong. So perhaps that's even the lead into solving these issues quicker than the fear. And, you know, the fear is of the mind. The fear is of the unknown. The anxiety is, I'm listening to all these things. I don't know what to come away with it from. You don't have to. We're smart. We're mindful. We are educated. There's plenty of places we can go to learn as much as we can. And then we make our decisions. And one of our decisions has to be that we will do what it is to go on the other side of this, but to get through it as positively as we can and as smart as we can and as educated as we can, and understand that our minds must stay strong. And that's, in my opinion, that's exactly what we have to do, and then all the rest will fall into place. This will pass, and what will happen after it passes?
You mentioned how fortunate we are to have access to the outdoor spaces, the beautiful places that surround us. And I've been noticing in my walks down to the river that spring is well here. The river is really mm-hmm. raising high, and there's an abundance mm-hmm. of animals, and there's you know, a lot of life outside, clear air, and connecting with that is really important. I do want to make a quick announcement from our news department here. There are first responders from Glenwood Springs Fire Department and Carbondale Rural Fire Protection District responding to a wildland fire on Old Highway 82 near Flying Fish Road, about 5 miles east of Carbondale. And this Road, also known as Catherine Store Road, Old Highway 82, is closed in the area. As of 1:40, the fire was 2 acres in size and 0% contained, with three structures threatened, the cause unknown. And if you'd like up-to-date information, you can visit facebook.com/Carbondale Fire District. And Katie and Kay will also be providing more updates during our 5 o'clock news hour, so stay tuned for that.
Well, thank you, Raleigh. And you know what? I'd like to change the subject for just a moment. Let's talk about the drive. How is Katie and Kay prospering as I know it always will?
Well, you know, we finished our drive last night. We reached our goal, and that was just completely thanks to our community rallying around, you know, the uncertainty and recognizing the value that community radio holds, not only for providing us with up-to-date information, but the company factor. We talked about this social distancing and how isolation might accompany that, but how, you know, you can tune into your community. And as many hosts who can certainly want to come in and host their shows and be that voice for the public and share their music. And so a lot of that to look forward to here at KDNK. We staff are doing our best to keep ourselves safe and healthy so that we can continue to perform our roles. And we're interfacing with other community leaders and of all kinds, including these Facebook groups, so that we can create as much cohesion and assistance
connection.
As possible. Connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do, isn't it?
That is exactly what we do. And we need to guide each other. And I think the key word is support each other. It is amazing how better we feel when we are connected. And it's important that we stay that way. We share information. We share joys. We still laugh. We can still cry. But this is not the end of us. And when I go outside and I see people skinning up a mountain and riding their bikes along the Rio Grande Trail and outdoors, and that's still connecting. We're connecting with our nature. We're doing what we can to make ourselves feel better. And then we go home and we quarantine and we have some hot soup and we have some hot tea and hot coffee and hearty, hearty conversations. I don't know about you, but it doesn't get much better than that. When to stay calm and just be connected in a way that we don't have to touch. We just don't have to feel all of the prosper for all that we have. And we have to remain that way. And like you said, we're now seeing the community at its finest. We're coming out and we're giving to those who don't have or who may need assistance.
And, you know, we've spoken about local food on your show before, and we're approaching the equinox here on late Thursday, Friday is the equinox, and certainly it is, I mean, we might get another little winter storm here, but the earth is warming, and it's becoming a good time to prep your garden beds, and I know from firsthand experience with a local farm that there's a lot of starters being prepared to be pushed out to the gardens, of peppers, of tomatoes. There's lettuce seeds and a lot to look forward to with the upcoming growing season.
And I saw this morning, which I just loved, I actually cracked the window for the first time in a long time at 5:30, 6 o'clock this morning, and all the little finches and all the little birds are coming out, and it's a new day. It's a new day, and it's a new season, and we grow and we change, and sometimes it's not easy, but it's, like you said, there's so many things we can be doing to move forward through this. And we will. We absolutely will. I found, you know, there's a lot of postings going around, and there are a lot of them. I always look for the positive ones, and I found this one extraordinary. In 1941, we were at World War, and there was a lot of devastation in the world, as we have, you know, now, but there was a lot of devastation. World War is nothing to, you know, is bigger than anything that we're going through. And they wanted to stop baseball. And President Roosevelt came out and he says, we're not stopping baseball. We're going to be smart. We're going to do what is the right way to do so we don't catch anything and we don't. But we're not going to take away America's pastime. We're going to find a way for that hour, 2 hours, or whatever it is to enjoy ourselves. And it's something very, very important to remember. Even if it's an hour of going out in your garden, like you say, it's important that we take care of that so our bodies can grow and heal through this. And there's a lot of good that we're living in right now that we may not recognize until it's all over. But I'm proud. I'm proud of our community, and I'm proud to be part of this. And that's what I have to say. Before we're talking about posts and so forth, I found this one and I wanted to share it with all our listeners. And this is what it says. When this is over, may we never again take for granted a handshake with a stranger, full shelves at the grocery store, conversations with neighbors, a crowded theater, Friday night out, the taste of communion, a routine checkup, the school rush each morning, coffee with a friend, the stadium roaring, each deep breath, a boring Tuesday, life itself. When this ends, may we find that we have become more like the people we wanted to be, we were called to be, we hope to be, and may we stay that way, better for each other because of the worst. So let's wow. stay supported.
Thank
let's
you.
Stay connected in whatever way we can, and I'll see you on the mountain.
You know, a perfect time to explore those creative hobbies that maybe have fallen to the wayside based on our busy lives, increasingly busy in the last few years, but to have this opportunity to connect with ourselves, to sit down, to reflect, to digest, and to return to some of the things that we love to do that we would be doing if we had the time. Well, the time is here. We've got the time. The time mm-hmm. is now.
And, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Katie and Kay will continue to provide all the resources possible to make this as easy on people as possible. And we've got those posting at katieandkay.org. We're also interested in hearing people's personal experiences with this. You can call at any time, 963-0139. And ask for the news director's voicemail. If he's not in the building, he's working remotely a lot these days. But he is going to be compiling those in his reporting, sifting through them. And we very much care to be representative at this time of the community that we are so proud to serve.
I couldn't agree more. Sharing our stories, we are the community. Everybody go to kdnk.org, and we'll all prosper. I promise. Let's stay strong. Let's stay supportive of each other, and whatever's on the other side of this rainbow is going to be fantastic. Hmm. And we'll be smarter for it as well, and calmer. Go color a page. Go like you said, the creative aspect. Go write a novel, even if it's a paragraph. And your mind and spirit will feel great, even if you don't feel well in your body.
Or spend some time at the piano.
Spend some time at the piano, or dance in the living room to one of the music shows you've got going on. Really.
Well, thanks so much for making this work, Jill. We're so glad to hear your voice and your positivity. You are a beacon of light, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, everybody, take good care of yourselves, and we'll all see each other again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Raleigh. Bye-bye.